I was very proud to have been chosen as mayor of the Inishowen MD in June last. I'm originally from Derry, and it never ever occurred to me that I would ever be the mayor or the Cathaoirleach of Inishowen. So I'm extremely proud of that. I'm extremely proud of it because both my grandmothers were Inishowen people. My grandmother Atchison was from Hoville, a good Church of Ireland lady, and my grandmother Armour was also from Hoville. So I'm proud, number one, to be the current mayor of Inishowen. The question that you asked me, I think that Inishowen is progressing extremely well. We have some tremendous projects in hand. The Greenway that is coming all the way from Terry a number of years ago. It came across the border at Kilmore and progressed down through the back of Hough into Kildare. That has now been extended and has made its way down towards Three Trees, and that project is due for completion early February, and it's progressing at a great speed currently and is a great job.
One of the comments that we hear a lot about Inishowen is that services and facilities and even things like tourism initiatives tend to get as far as perhaps Letterkenny, maybe tend to get as far as the Manor roundabout, but they don't go further. They don't go into Inishowen, and very much at times Inishowen can be isolated. Is that your perception as well?
Obviously, there are issues and projects that have been slow to be progressed. But, you know, in my time here and my time as a councillor, there has been fairly good progress made. I would have to say I would be disappointed in the progress that has been made in the Mullen area, and you know that has been a strong bone of contention with all of the North Inishowen members, especially the people who live in close proximity to Mullen Head and have been trying for years and years to get progress made on these projects. There is also a fairly good progress being made on the Dunree project. You know, it's moving along well, and hopefully will come to fruition in the not too distant future.
As you've said, Dunree is progressing, the Greenway is progressing, there is certainly development in Inishowen. Looking forward to the next 6 months of your tenure ahead of the local elections that will take place in early June, what do you see as the priorities for the next 6 months? What will be effectively the legacy of Terry Crossan in Inishowen?
Well, I suppose being from the Quigley's Point and Hough areas, we tend to be, when it's coming close to an election, we tend to be a little bit parochial, and I suppose I'll be no different from that. And, you know, I have to say, since I became a councillor, there's been great progress. I mean, I see the GAA club here, the underage projects that they have in hand, they have progressed many new projects. They have a new ball wall. There's plans now in for a new gymnasium. I would also commend the work that has been done, especially at underage level with Quigley's Point and all other groups in the area and in the general Inishowen area who prioritise our young people and create excellent facilities to help them make their own personal progress. So it's great to see, and I will certainly be be doing everything I can, suppose the DFI grants and the private members grants, to help progress all of these projects. And again, I have to commend the groups within the community who are doing sterling work.